Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever. You can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
That was damn good. A new untold story, 310. Area code?
310 to Yuma, but I'm guessing it was coming from the west, so I'm Southern California, I would assume.
You fucking dickhead. You did, like, you're acting like you know. You Googled it. You knew
what is it? Is it San Diego? Oh, LA. Yeah. I was thinking maybe San Diego.
You guys may notice I am not wearing my headphones today.
Is it a Yu-Gi-Oh card as your background?
Yeah, it's a Maneater Bug. It's the card Maneater Bug as my background. How the fuck did you know? Whoa. My background's a Maneater Bug, so if my phone's ever face down and somebody looks, it's a flip effect and it destroys the monster when it's flipped face up. And so I thought it was pretty sick. Oh, glad you noticed.
You didn't even try. Like, I noticed that on my own.
I left.
You weren't trying to plant that. That's just what you had.
Big change today, other than the green screen being just attached to our chairs, making my posture at an acute angle. I'm not wearing the headphones on the podcast today. That's because, you know, I wear like Bose headphones all the time on like my walks into work, but I'm also a hat guy. And the button, like the headphones pushing on the button of my hat,
hurt your scalp.
I have a perfect bald circle on the top of my head. it's like alopecia-esque smooth, and I don't know what the fuck to do. And I don't
earbuds,
know if I should show it.
AirPods, no hat, a lot of options.
No, but it's already just gone. Stuck? It's like you know, like when you wear tight pants and it like rubs the hair away.
Yeah.
It's just perfectly like
this can't be true.
It's like a penny sized, a dime sized fucking pole on top of my head, but I don't really want to. I don't know if I should. That's why I accepted like shiny bald on the yak. I was like, I already have this. It's going to take a year.
Yeah, that'll be terrible.
What? Oh, the shiny bald.
Shiny. One of us will get it.
It will be one of the two of us. Yeah. I'm hoping you. I love you to death, but I hope it's you. Or Owen. Oh, yeah. Owen.
Yeah.
Let's just agree.
Owen.
All right. Deal.
It will be one of us three. I can guarantee that. I would put a future on it.
Do you want to see the bald spot?
Yeah.
I don't want to show. It's embarrassing a little bit.
It's not embarrassing.
It's embarrassing a little bit. Don't. Fine. Fuck it. So easy.
Is the bald spot a lie? That's what an absurd thing to complain about. But it's something you would do. People are actually bald.
So easy. Let's get into the news.
I was about to offer you finasteride.
You are on that.
Different story.
It's a balding. No, it's the same.
No, that's a different story. I'm not going to get into that yet.
Okay. Let's get into the news. So 310, I was waiting for like the music. I guess that's done in post. I was like getting pissed at you guys. What the fuck? The NFL is back, baby. With week one coming to a close, there's plenty of storylines already. Chargers receiver Keenan Allen left the game with hamstring cramping. He said he needs to stretch to be more limber. You know who else needs to be more limber? Pro surfer Bethany Hamilton, who had her arm ripped off by a 14-foot tiger shark. You could tell how tired I am of these by the order in which they come out. I just got that out of the way. Still on the NFL, the Chiefs demolished the Cardinals this Sunday. It's wild we found out immediately. Usually KC informs people of a killing 31 days after it happens.
Oh, shit.
All right, cool. I'll tone it down. Geno Smith spoiled a Russell Wilson revenge game in Seattle. When asked in the post-game interview what he says to the people that wrote him off, Geno responded, "They wrote me off, but I didn't write back. Didn't write back. I know somebody would like to have their left back." Pro surfer and shark attack victim, Bethany Hamilton. Amtrak caught some flack after they stopped their 9/11 tribute this year. It was 21 years after. I think they stopped after 20. They caught some flack. What they used to do, they used to all whistle their train horns simultaneously at 8:42 a.m. when the first building was struck. They would simultaneously whistle at 9:03 for the second tower, 9:40 for the Pentagon, and 10:04 for the field in Pennsylvania. Seems in poor taste that they too got rid of their toot hours. That they got rid of their toot hours.
Oh, shit.
Seems in poor taste that they too got rid of their toot hours.
There we go.
There it is. SpaceX has launched a new satellite, the Blue Walker 14. It's a sick fucking name.
Damn.
The Blue Walker 14. Yeah. Thank God it was SpaceX naming it, not Spacey, who would choose Blue a Boy aged 14. acceptance rate of interracial couples is at an all-time high. The queen can't wait to be buried so she can go roll over in her grave. Of course, black and white is the most popular combo for interracial couples, but second place may surprise you. Let's just say Wiz Khalifa will be very happy.
Oh,
I wrote that 12 seconds ago. A Houston nurse fired after tripping over an in-use life support system, leaving it unplugged for 15 minutes and almost killing her patient. Her excuse? She was looking at her phone, browsing the internet. Something being ripped from its socket while surfing?
Oh my God.
It's a slow news week, man. Only the fucking queen died and the NFL kicked off. And yeah, slow news week. I've lost it. An Augusta newspaper, the New England Chronicle, apologizes after publishing a photo with a man spreading his butt cheeks in the background. I couldn't believe this when I saw it because a main page would never promote anus. Brian Baumgartner declined to appear on the Anus podcast.
That's true.
He's in this building right now.
Got
the email and that he declined us.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, am relieved he said no. Usually when Brian Baumgartner is on things, he breaks them. As a fatso.
Yes, yes. Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Kyle. Are you going to hide your phone somewhere and make me think like you haven't done it?
That shit actually worked.
Every time? You can't use the word actually in that sense.
I think the last couple didn't quite because I saw him coming. Yeah.
Every episode's a week apart, so you can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another somber September 11th weekend in New York.
Yeah.
But a lot of exciting stuff going on nonetheless in the city. Dixie D'Amelio debuted a completely shaved head on the red carpet.
Yeah.
The 21-year-old TikTok star rocked a fresh buzz cut during New York Fashion Week. When asked why she did it, she said she felt the need to spice up her image for Fashion Week. and didn't want to come across as too plain on September 11th. She did, however, lightheartedly claim in the interview that she wasn't completely shaven head to toe. I guess this wasn't the only 21-year-old smoke show that was all bush. Maybe this Dixie chick had the right idea.
Oh my God. Way to go. Holy shit.
Miami-Dade police are investigating a fatal shooting at a strip club in Northeast Miami after a cell phone video posted on social media appeared to show a Dade County man lying on the floor of the club after the shooting as bystanders quickly left. He was pronounced dead on scene by Miami-Dade Fire Rescue early that morning. Dade man pronounced dead by Miami Fire Rescue? The firefighter must have been dyslexic. He probably also assumed the man overdosed on weed when he read that he was killed by a nug. Perhaps. A lot going on in college football. Appalachian State upset Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest. But perhaps the biggest upset of the weekend was unranked Marshall over number 8 Notre Dame. Even despite some iffy calls by the refs in front of a raucous crowd in South Bend. Oh, no. Marshall over 8, despite the subpar home cooking. I wonder if he ended up vomiting on his sweater again. Texas A&M looking to bounce back.
How do things just like work out? Okay, Marshall Mathers and A&M happen to be ranked number 8. Just goddamn, what a find.
Yeah. Texas A&M looking to bounce back after that App State loss. It's a must win against Miami this weekend. On the other hand, Miami will look to take out A&M for the first time since their welcome sign needed replaced after a 2009 vandalism. They just got a couple letters. Had to replace the A&M. The M-I and I were fine.
How are you going to follow that?
Sylvester Stallone's wife, Jennifer Flynn.
The
vandalist.
Yeah, I took A and M out of Miami.
No, I think he graffiti. He vandalized just a couple of the letters. Sure. The A&M were more, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first M was fine. The middle two. Two of the
two middle letters, yeah.
And then they had to replace them, take them out. Sylvester Stallone's wife, Jennifer Flavin, files for divorce. Calls marriage irretrievably broken. I guess things usually don't end well when you get off to a rocky start, but the only silver lining is that the former couple's 3 daughters will get to celebrate 2 Christmases this year, even though I'm sure their moods will be bleak. Pretending to celebrate 2 Christmases? Sounds like KFC. Forcing himself to laugh when budding comedian Chris DiStefano tried roasting Nick and KB despite completely missing on both attempts. Yeah.
Oh, pretty good. Chris misses. That's pretty good, Kyle.
2.
Great 2 Christmases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Before we get into the meat and potatoes, I'll let everybody leave the podcast. I'll let everybody, all the listeners, stop listening. That's my buddy Marcus. I was him for my fantasy draft. He's like, dude, I love the podcast, but I stop right after the news.
I mean, to an extent, I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah. I think it counts as a listen still. But today brought to you by.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
What is it, cool?
The event was awesome, but like, I don't know how much tickets to that cost. Upwards of 1,000 plus?
I don't know.
And they hooked me up. I get there. I realize they accidentally hooked me up with the day session, which
had already been over.
One call within 2 minutes got me seats to the next one. No problem.
I feel like you didn't have to highlight a mistake they made.
This was a mistake by our team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won't call him out. He's the man too. But
Mulcahy?
Mulcahy.
Yeah.
He goofed and immediately fixed it. Game time's the best. They hooked me up.
You said he was like frantic too.
Yeah, and I was frantic because I took a friend and I was like, I don't want to fuck this up. It already sounds like a scam I have these tickets for free.
Yeah.
So I get there, not even late, get a $22 honey deuce.
What?
It's like a cocktail.
A honey deuce?
Is
it named after
honey
like a tennis
deuce
thing?
It's
honey deuce and deuce?
I don't know. It was good. But we get there a little bit late. So I'm squeezing through the crowd and I immediately spill like $18 of my $22 honey deuce on the guy in front of me.
Was he pissed?
The guy who was going to be sitting in front of me for like the whole match, 4+ hours.
One match is 4 hours?
Yeah, it was 7:30 to 12:30.
That sucks.
It was
watch Return of the King.
Match, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I spilled like the whole thing, including not the whole thing, like 3/4 of it, including like the spherical melon
honeydew.
It plopped on the back of his neck and careened down the front of his spine or front of his sternum like a gumball. And I just sit in like behind him. So that like weighed on me for the first like hour.
What did the person you were with say?
He like shook. He was visibly upset, but didn't turn around.
Yeah.
So now I felt bad for an hour.
What are tennis fans like?
What you would think.
Bad, huh?
They're
dorks.
Not all. Yeah.
The only tennis fan I know is Hubs.
But it was raucous. Like they were going crazy.
Okay.
So it was fun. So shout out to
Are you
time.
Like into tennis now?
Yeah, I watched a few of the matches. They're awesome. When you watch a good player like Alcaraz, Kyrgios,
are you going to start
more
playing?
Fun than team sports to me? I don't know. No. Couldn't see the event.
Glasses.
Could be a good segue to the next ad.
Felix Gray?
Mm-hmm. I forgot them at home.
We don't have HelloFresh. Big E. coli outbreak in their beef.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and there's probably blood on our hands.
We don't have them indefinitely?
We don't have them right now.
Okay.
So we need to save the money.
So we might have them next week?
Yeah, chances are. Even.
Okay.
Yeah, we pretty much have an every other week.
Well, there's going to be a silver lining to the E. coli outbreak if needed.
Yeah, if needed, there will be a good outcome from that.
But if not,
it was a good kick in the dick for Taco Bell.
It was they've been sending us those. Have you been getting the meatball? I've been eating that.
The turkey meatballs?
No, I've been eating the ground beef that is just riddled with E. coli.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's a bridge we'll cross next week.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah. All right, let's think in the moment, because anything can happen. Like, next week we'll talk about that, but the E. coli, that's fucking sucks.
It's tough to rebound from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
do you want to just go all in and just say, fuck the future?
I think we've done that too much.
I think we have some good. I mean, HelloFresh is good. All things considered.
We'll bring up your not being able to see the tennis match and to our next ad. Just interrupt me. Just like, oh, by the way, I wasn't able to see that tennis match I was talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
And we'll go into Felix Gray. Mm-hmm. Owen, cut that out of the pod. Get rid of that. I came in here with absolutely nothing to talk about. Nice shirt.
Owen, nice shirt too.
Owen, good shirt.
Thanks.
Tyler.
Good shirt.
Good shirt.
Mook.
Sorry, buddy.
What the fuck?
Mook just left his real job.
Dude.
Yeah.
Looking like a bruise.
black. He's wearing black and blue. Black and blue. Like a Backstreet Boys album. They had an album called Black and Blue. One second, boys.
A gluttonous salad?
Black and blue.
There is a, that's a salad somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a...
It's not really a salad. You're getting a full hanger steak in it, so...
It's like... It
seems a bit gluttonous.
When affirmative action recasts a popular Nick Jr. show.
Black and blue. They better not. No, not sacred. Don't touch it.
Here's the thems. It never failed. And one day.
Mook, you want to hop on a mic?
Can we take like two, five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I want to address before we get into Mook doing some news. A lot of people have been guessing what that scrapped episode was that we had. And I meant to bring this up a while ago. A lot of people thought it was like, oh, we had Josh Prey on and we didn't like it. We, you know, there was a lot of things. It was too bad, like in the sense of edgy. That wasn't the case at all. Oh, people are way off base. Nobody's been close to guessing. So for those that don't know, we scrapped an episode and we put it out a day later, an episode with Brandon Walker. Mm-hmm. The episode we scrapped beforehand, does it still exist anywhere?
It is on a hard drive. Yes.
Okay.
It was experimental.
It wasn't experimental.
I'd say.
Kyle, it's still sitting in the corner. Do you want to go grab it?
Well, no. What happened first is that we tried for like 45 minutes, got nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, which is a thing for podcasts, but like...
Here's the thing though. We've been on a lot of other podcasts. It has never happened once.
To other people, no.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't even have that. It didn't even have nothing.
We didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. So it was about...
It's not like we couldn't like fill topics or talk about things. We couldn't talk.
We could not even talk.
Uh-huh.
Until Owen went to... You went to go get cigarettes?
Then we said, let's go for a walk, get some snacks.
Fresh air.
Fresh air.
And there was a certain... This is so dumb. Dude, we should have put the episode out.
Okay, well, me in my head, I'm scrambling for ideas. I'm gonna make this work. I'm a go-getter. I gotta get a double.
The heart and soul. Yeah.
I need to make this work. So I tried something. I tried something.
Yeah?
I still think it would work.
Do you want to try it again?
I would love for you to try it again.
No, because it doesn't fit with the context of the episode.
We just brought it up. It's the most in context. Like, it's so much more in context than it was last time.
But I was so...
Because imagine that last episode, it starts and it's just us.
It's right into that. Yeah, it's relying on me being angry.
It was right out of the fridge.
Fuck it. It relies on me being angry. I was going to say I'm not angry enough, but now I am. Fuck.
So Kyle's going to grab it because this office is so gross that it just has been here. And Kyle, what do you have there for the listeners?
I brought it as a...
Oh, I forgot.
I bought this as a prop topic.
It's a bottle of Kiwi Strawberry Snapple.
And you might be thinking, you drink that? Is that something you like? No, not the opposite. The opposite. I bought this not to drink it, as you can see. You guys thought I originally... That I bought this to drink.
Yes.
You did.
I drink water and alcohol. That's it.
Well, we thought when you bought it and came out of the store with it.
Yeah. I did it as an example because when I bought this, there was only one of these left, meaning that
it was flying off the shelf.
Have been sold. Why is this flying off the shelves? Why is this kiwi strawberry drink 32 fluid ounces?
So imagine tuning into Anus, expecting the normal stuff, and then it starts. Keep going. I'm sorry.
32 fluid ounces of kiwi strawberry flavored juice drink, and people are purchasing this on a daily basis. Why? Why? Who is needing this? When you're thirsty, you drink water.
Yeah.
If you want a little flavor, you have a snow cone or a smoothie.
Sure.
Nobody should be drinking and consuming this.
Does that bottle say a little or a lot about our culture?
And folks, this was like 30 minutes of our 45
minutes. Who is going
podcast
on their lunch break and needs a 32-ounce kiwi strawberry juice drink?
I stopped him for an ad in this rant, and then he picked up right after the ad ended, right back into it.
Okay, the rant was, yeah, I mean, I meant that, what I said, but it was a backup attempt at a talking point. And I thought, yeah, it's okay. I'm passionate about this.
I think you bought it and you were embarrassed that you bought it. And so you said you purchased it for the rant.
That's pretty good off the cuff, right?
Well, you've had 2 months.
No.
So that's why we scrapped the episode. It was that.
I didn't deliver anything. We scrapped it for other reasons.
I thought it was the Snapple. Our episodes always have a little bit of Snapple, but it's never been fully Snapple centric. And I think they wouldn't have liked it.
Maybe we're hard on ourselves. I think a lot of podcasts are like, kiwi strawberry Snapple is the worst. And then someone else is like, dude, I fuck with kiwi strawberry Snapple low key. And I'm like, but explain yourself, bro. Like, I think it's fucking way too sugary.
You know Snapple's good, 100%.
100%. I fuck with Snapple hard body. The facts on the lids, dude, that shit's nostalgic. But this kiwi
dude,
strawberry
did you hear they aren't
ain't
true?
The way.
Did you hear they aren't true?
Low key, they're not, they're missed. But like, dude, that was the fun part. Growing up, getting that Snapple, 100%. That was the best part of being a kid. So, I mean,
I don't know.
We're hard on ourselves.
Yeah, that was pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to start having opinions. Mook, started a new job, but you're still here.
Yes.
What?
Started a new job, had work today, and got here early. I told my boss that I had a monkeypox scare.
So your boss thinks you're gay?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. How long have you worked there?
Since yesterday.
And so, you already left early?
Yes.
Today?
Yep.
Buddy.
I don't want the job.
This is the basket and all the eggs are in it.
But so, I got to pay the bill.
We got to get you hired here.
Fast rewind, actually. You are 25?
Yeah, my birthday's in 2 days.
25, actually. You're a comedian, but you had, what was your job prior to this?
Another accounting gig.
So you were in accounting?
Yeah.
And you quit or?
I got laid. So I worked for a startup that I will not name and I got laid off. I was like quiet quitting, and then one day they axed me, and I had severance for like 6 weeks.
They asked you or
no?
Axed,
yeah, it was an urban company.
Yeah, okay, okay, they fired you,
fired me,
and then you still felt the need to say, "Hey, I have monkeypox." So
you got a new job.
Yeah. Oh, you told your new job you have monkeypox.
Yeah, that he started yesterday.
Yeah, so you started a new. How'd you get the job so fast?
Accounting, you can get a job like
okay,
anytime.
So you got a job. Yeah.
You started
yesterday.
Yesterday.
And yeah. Today was
orientation as well. But I said, hey, I'm having a monkeypox scare. I need to go see my doctor.
So it's not really about the monkeypox. It's about this being your second day.
Yeah, I don't really care, to be honest. I'm over it. I don't want to be an accountant.
Describe, what do you mean you don't care? Why'd you get the job then?
Money.
You don't care. That means you don't care about the like losing the job and
right.
forfeiting
I don't care
money.
About losing the job. Yeah.
So then why would you get it in the first
money,
place?
Money, Kyle.
I'm saying he obviously doesn't care about the money if he's willing to lose the job.
He has to have the money to live.
Yeah. I'll at least get one paycheck if I get fired tomorrow.
So you know? One paycheck.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Okay.
It'll pay rent.
I mean, that's not a wild question.
I guess not. The other stipulation to show how much I don't care about this job is. Apparently, I had to take a drug test, and I did not know about the drug test. And then on Thursday, before I flew out to Phoenix, I got a call from my boss, and he said, you need to take a drug test. And I smoked weed last weekend. So I had to, first thing off the flight to Phoenix, find a lab corp in Phoenix and take a drug test.
And did you pass?
I don't know.
Dude, you got to get Q-Carbo 32.
Yeah, I don't know. I took it and I haven't heard anything. I didn't fail or I didn't pass. So I don't.
Well, it was. Just,
I might get fired tomorrow anyway.
Was it a piss test?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a hair test.
They take out a big patch.
I was freaking out. I shaved my head in preparation. I thought that was the move.
Yeah. You probably felt like
they got my armpit.
Catch me if you can.
They got my armpit hair.
They stag my armpit hair. I think it's
that they have to see that every single fucking day.
I have to. Because I had like 2 weeks in advance, 2 weeks of paranoia looking at every online forum. Like I bought the special shampoo. Then I was like, this isn't going to work. Shave the head
completely.
Enough where you can't like snag a lock, snag a strand. Yeah. I passed it, which means a
how'd you look
flawed,
with the
flawed?
Yeah.
Flawed system, I guess.
Or maybe you didn't smoke as much as you thought.
Smoke, dude.
Oh.
Oh,
oh
hell no. I wish I was just smoking. That was 2016. That's when Tropical House started popping off.
Yeah.
Man, you don't smoke the Kygo. But I got the job.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, let's go to this Kygo show and get like smoke some pot.
Get a little high.
Yeah, get a little head high. Oh, shit, y'all smoking the Kygo.
Kyle, were you able to see the
summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Mook. What do you got for us?
I got some news, and I got a Nadu email that he hasn't responded to yet.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's get the green screen, probably. The news wouldn't make sense without the green screen behind it. We're bringing in the green screen right now. Mook just vibrates against this thing. Yes. It's a big boy. I dropped that one in an Alaskan ocean. You can see, yeah. It's when Donnie threw it down, it went right in the ocean.
Kind of smelled.
Oh fuck!
Oh.
Mook. Yeah, dude, that was like a really angry Mook.
That actually pissed me off. I'm very averse to those type of sounds.
Yeah, it's common. Okay.
Smells a little gamey.
Yeah, it's gamey. What's up, Mook? You don't have your own boner? What's up with the shirt?
Yeah, what the hell?
Corporate Mook.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm a blue raspberry guy.
No, get that right. I'm a blue raspberry guy. I'm a blue raspberry guy.
I don't even... we said that video was coming out last Friday. It just didn't. We don't know.
It's coming out tomorrow or Thursday.
Is it? No, we haven't even done voiceovers for it. Get back. Talk about the Snapple. It's what the people want.
This is... It is beyond... yeah.
All right. The news again. The news, the evening news, part two.
Mook, mook.
Okay.
There it is.
You've gotten pussy recently. I can tell, but go on.
Okay.
Wait, you can tell?
Yes.
How can you tell?
I can tell by his just his demeanor.
He is confident today because he usually comes in here meek as a bone. And today he waltzed in. He was just like walked in. Hey, Nick, what's up? And just like went plopped down on like a couch, man spreading.
Man, yeah. I always man spread. That's
not like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You could tell?
I couldn't tell, but now that I'm looking back, you did get laid. Did you get Phoenix pussy?
I got no Phoenix pussy. No Phoenix pussy. We got Labor Day weekend pussy, though. It's in my email.
That was the prior. Yeah. Knew it. Yes. Yeah. Knew it. Fresh.
I'm feeling light.
I don't know what that means.
It came a lot, I guess. Yes. What? Dude, don't ever. What the fuck? Dude,
I won't say
never
that again.
Say
yeah.
Ugh.
My bad.
Feeling light.
All right, we want news?
I don't know if I want to look at... I don't know. You gross me out, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling light.
dude, I lost like 3 pounds of cum.
Misconception. I would jack off when I needed to cut like the last 2 tenths. Nothing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like part of your weight.
Cum isn't? It just
no, like
it has to be.
It's not. It's just not.
It definitely is.
It's just not.
Oh, so are you only producing it like when you're aroused?
I think so.
So maybe you burnt calories doing it.
Yeah, maybe if I like sweat. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Give us some news. Didn't get any later.
Some news. Notre Dame football suffered their second loss this season. First to the Buckeyes, then to the Marshall Thundering Herd. The Fighting Irish are used to going 0-2, though, especially in the Catholic Church when they are beaten by priests and then molested.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apple released their newest update for the iPhone and their Apple Watch. Watch OS 9 and iOS 16. Watch 9 and is 16. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio announced he is still loving the updates, but he will be switching to an Android once iOS 25 drops.
Yep.
And then the Broncos played the Seahawks on Monday Night Football last night. The Hawks wore their signature highlighter green uniforms. Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb flew around the field and made stellar plays on Seahawks receiver Tyler Lockett. Chubb on, Lockett in green? Sounds like Louis C.K. in a green room.
Nice.
Two more. The Manning cast on ESPN is back, where brothers Peyton and Eli, two rich white boys from the South, analyze, critique, and question NFL athletes, a league that is made up of 75% black players. ESPN tweeted this morning that the Manning cast shattered record viewership from last season. Wow. ESPN sounds surprisingly proud, boys.
Nice. Did you use an ellipses or a comma?
Comma.
Cool.
Yeah. I type in Excel, by the way.
What? So
that's yeah. weird as hell.
No, he's an accountant.
Yeah.
For the next 12 hours, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll have a job tomorrow, but I have monkeypox.
I'm not saying we're that popular, but you're putting your job on the line.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to get severance again, you know?
You could get severance from one day?
Probably.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Dude, definitely not.
No.
You're going to get evicted.
I'll figure it out.
You can stay with me.
All right. Last joke. Last news joke. California legislators are trying to increase minimum wages for fast food employees in their state. Bloomberg cites that this could kill the fast food industry. I, for one, think this wouldn't kill anything, as a 14-foot tiger shark once tried to consume Bethany Hamilton as fast food.
There it is.
And she only lost an arm.
Yep.
There she is. I'm running out for her. But I don't think we should stop until we can get her on the show.
She was signing autographs in San Clemente this weekend.
Bad handwriting.
You saw it?
I assume.
Oh.
she was a southpaw.
One of my boys told me. I was like, shit.
For really? An autograph. That would be awesome. Can we sell her likeness on a t-shirt? It's just a one-armed surfer that says anus on it.
I don't know how that works.
I want to sell these t-shirts. That we got from Amazon.
So you got.
We got, well, you, look at you.
I like the shirt and I'm thankful for it.
The owner of the boner. I was intrigued by it. Because first of all, I don't think it needs of. No shit. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
The owner of the boner works way better.
Yeah.
I think it's a versatile shirt because it's funny backwards as well. Because, like, it's pointing, like, if you're gay. Like where to go.
Oh wait, what?
Like it's just like the boner goes like there down.
Oh, towards
the butthole. Mm-hmm. But if we were to make
I
our
like
own,
the shirt. I think it's I like the colorway.
Yeah.
You gave these to us this morning.
Yeah.
I had the wherewithal to not put it on until the podcast. Owen put it on immediately. You had like some
yeah.
Like a 15-minute conversation with like an
with
ad.
Our the head of PR for Barstool. She's like a new big hire.
Big.
But we talked strategy for anus and then Tyler and I walked away and I remembered I was wearing the shirt.
You're wearing an Untold Story, like, Trump-esque hat with the owner of the boner.
This is a shirt that even if you were wearing it ironically, you're still, like, disgusted.
Yeah. this is the neck came, like, pre-stretched.
I'm trying to think of someone who would wear this unironically.
I could not even imagine. Like,
in earnest.
A guy with Alzheimer's who just, like, forgot.
Yeah.
And he needs to remember.
Whose hard cock is this?
No, these are fly, though.
Who the fuck's cock is this on my body? Dude, a dementia patient that forgets his cock.
But still gets...
This is gay. He thinks it's gay for effort. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Get this gay shit off of me. There's a cock on me. He has to trace it back to his body. To retrace your steps. No, but I think the shirt could also... If they were just flipped, and so the boner was pointing up and the owner was down there.
Yeah.
Or maybe just the boner and no, just that's it.
That's all you need.
I think that's
flip it up more.
Cover the double arrow, though.
Oh, yeah.
The owner is implied if it's pointing at my cock.
Yeah.
Because there's no ring on this finger. Yeah.
Dude, just the boner
is so much funnier.
Cool.
And if it's like pretty high, it's like high up on my chest.
There's four of us wearing these. I mean, I want to get soaking wet and then go out to a bar with these on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because if we just wore them dry, they'd be like, oh, look at the funny guys with the stupid, with the funny shirts. If we were soaking wet,
yeah,
there would be a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would just be like Pulp
Fiction.
Should
we be like foamy?
Yes, I think not even wet. But
you wanted
like,
to do wetsuit night.
I want to do a wetsuit night with the boys. We would get a really nice suit and just go into a place drenched. So like, would they refuse seating you if you were like sopping? Like,
you're talking about like a restaurant.
Like they're confused enough to like how you haven't dried off on the commute in if you were like in the ocean. Like you're that wet.
Yeah.
They'd seat you.
Not freshwater wet either. Ocean wet.
Oh, you get wetter, I think, in the ocean.
A little bit.
Kyle. Everybody, I don't need a single Kyle out here. Let's talk about...
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Right. We took a small break to pee. I like clapped to like end the podcast to mark the break. Mm-hmm. And you were just like, what did you do this weekend?
You asked me.
Yeah.
I said I mixed oxys with liquor.
What the fuck? Don't do that. First of all, don't spring it on me like that. I had to immediately go to the bathroom and like just be like, what the?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't headphones do that.
What did you do?
Mixed oxys with liquor. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do it this week. I did it in college once. Felt like a deity.
Dude, that's not good.
Yeah, no, good. It wasn't even on purpose. I think we were pre-gaming 99 apples. If you had it, it's the consistency of like honey.
Yeah.
It's like radioactive ooze with like an apple flavor.
They did 99 bananas as well, right?
I was like, that was like this. That was my move because I struggle with drinking liquor and like that was the highest percentage and I would chase it with like a juice.
Okay.
But it wasn't happening. I had a bad headache. So I was like, I'm out for the night. And I need to cure this headache. My boy Mac gave me one of his oxys.
You don't need that much.
Oh. It was only like 5 milligrams. And I think I took like half. So it wasn't like a crazy amount, but it flipped a switch in me where I was omnipotent.
Do you remember the
it
night?
I think I was like DMing this girl on Twitter for like months without like making any extra move.
Yeah.
The oxys collaborated with the liquor and I immediately just FaceTimed her and I was like FaceTiming her in the club in Kent and like that. And I was like Snapchatting. I was like afraid to post anything. I snapped it like 30 times. This sounds like a ringing endorsement for mixing oxys with liquor.
Yeah, dude. It like gave you. did anything ever happen with
half
that girl?
Of 5 milligrams. Later. But yeah, I was in the fucking club FaceTiming. You got to come to Kent, like marketing it like it was Prague. And I never did it again, thank God. But like that was like the ideal
you
state.
You are covered in chapstick. That you took way idea. Too much.
Yeah.
Use some of the snow.
But like no bad came from it?
No, because I knew. No, it was just I don't want to like. Yeah, like that's kill you or yeah. ruin your life. I didn't know like what painkillers were in at the time. I guess it's like a sophomore
in college.
Yeah, I didn't even think I consciously like thought about the opioid epidemic until I was like 24.
Really.
Like I knew it existed, but I didn't like think like, oh, like this, it's not heroin, it's like oxycodone, like these things that we're getting prescribed for our injuries.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just happened and blast.
Admit you used too much chapstick. Dude, that's been stolt. That's been sitting there for months.
All right.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah, mix my Carmex with that old Snapple.
All right.
You are just gross now.
Yeah, I'm just like the whole theme of the pod is I look like a stupid autistic character.
What?
Dance around.
No. I think you're very well spoken.
Huh?
You're a linguist. Mm. You just talked about getting pussy. That's pretty cool.
I didn't get pussy out of that.
I thought like eventually with a girl.
No.
Oh.
No. Dude, I was FaceTiming her in the club. At 157 in Kent, Ohio. It's not even a club.
What is it?
It has like this was like their VIP section this size.
Were you
and
in
like
it?
The owner is like a rapist. It didn't come out till years later. And then he like claimed he wasn't. And then he put the girl who accused him on like a gun target and like went to the range and like shot at it. It was weird. Yeah.
Oh,
weird town.
Holy shit. Did he get arrested? Wait, who is that? The guy that got the Barstool fine?
Just like Prague.
He did not. Yeah, dude, I was like, you got to come to Kent. And I'm like, I'm doing well too. Like I've never been confident with girls ever. And now I was like 10 out of 10. Like you have to come. I'll get you into any club. There's no clubs in Kent.
Oh, the girls. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But you say so you didn't do it.
I never like talked. I never like opened up about that night because I felt like ashamed. It's dirty
yeah,
to
it
do
dirty.
That. At the time, I didn't realize then, but I did. I was like,
did
I
you
can't,
wake up
I
like
cannot.
Ashamed?
Yeah. Yeah. Very. Like you see your Snapchat story and it's just everything that you saw.
Oh,
it was just
horrible.
The vantage point of your own eyes for the whole night. So I was like, yeah, I can't do that again, obviously, but.
Yeah, my God, I don't have any similar experience. Once I used to make prank videos in college of pranking my roommate.
Really?
Yeah.
This brought back a memory. It was Sean Black.
Yeah.
And I remember on Facebook.
They would kind of go Facebook
that was like,
viral.
I was like, that's when I realized this Nick guy is funny.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I wonder if it holds up.
I don't think they do.
What did you do to his, he was gone.
I
you were in the dorm.
Him. Yeah.
Did you like...
I mean, they were pretty childish. Once I canceled my meal plan to get more money for pranks. And I said,
you had a prank. I believe that fool.
Yeah. My mom was so fucking mad because my buddy canceled it for drugs. And he was like, yeah, dude, I just went down to like the basement of our dorm. There's the meal plan office because it was like below the cafeteria. And you just cancel and they just give you the cash that you would have paid for the rest of the year.
Holy shit.
And so I just went down there and got like $700. And I immediately spent $100 on tinfoil and I made just a giant tinfoil ball. And my roommate just walked in. I just threw it at his face. And that was like one of the videos.
You did something to the whole room.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Post-it noted it maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was like before, like that's been done and since.
Yeah.
But like at the time, like I've never seen anything
on.
Like that. That would kill it on TikTok.
Yeah. Though. Pretty early on, I was on the Facebook video game and No, anyways, I was in college and I got scabies like my first week of college. So I was itchy. And I got the scabies medication and I went to this party and this girl recognized me from the videos. First time ever. It was the sickest thing.
Damn. Wow.
And I was on scabies medication. I wasn't supposed to drink. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I blacked out and I just woke up at her apartment. But there was she was with a dude and my shoes were just tied together. I was just on there. It was like my shoes tied together. But apparently it's the same scabies medication is to help alcoholics like wean themselves off. It wasn't as cool as your night. Mine was for bugs under my skin from being dirty. And
I had scabies in college too. In fact, I realized in college my freshman year how good my mom was at raising me, because as soon as I left her,
yeah,
my freshman year I was ill the entire year.
Yeah.
Not just ill, like I had every outbreak imaginable, every sickness.
I wouldn't wish
from start to finish.
My worst enemy.
And whenever I think about my freshman year of college, I think like that was the worst year ever. But at the time I was never upset. I was like, this is awesome.
I know.
I was free and like but I had nothing good happened.
I was holding my shit weeks at a time because I could only shit. My friend had a private dorm, but he was like never really there. So I could only shit like once a week. So I would go to bed in the process of like holding back my shit. I had no money for food because I spent it all in tinfoil. And then I didn't like know how to wash my clothes. And so I would just go to Goodwill and buy a shirt and wear it till it was too disgusting and then swap out. And so like, and then I was just like, that year was awesome.
But in the time I thought it was awesome.
Do you know how hard it is to fall asleep holding back your shit? Not many people could do
it. I've always just had a bathroom.
I had like a public shower, public, like I couldn't do it, but I was jealous of the dudes that could just blow it up.
Yeah.
I said scabies and now I'm fucking itching.
Yeah. I got arrested the first weekend of college, first night out.
You lost a little bit of your scholarship?
That was the last week of college when I got the weed violation.
Okay.
The first, then I went, I was like, oh, then I had to go home for Labor Day weekend. I felt obligated. I can't go back out after that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home, see my parents, make right. Then I got a poison ivy head to toe. Didn't even go in the woods.
How'd you get it?
I think my immune system was so bad from being away from my mom and her constant care that my body just rejected itself.
Yeah.
Mm. Then I tried the tanning bed because my teammates were doing it. They said, you look better in a singlet. If you're a little more tan. Then I just got like a disastrous burn on my ass.
How disastrous?
I was debilitated for two days.
Like you couldn't even sit?
Like couldn't do anything.
Was it like blistered?
Yeah. Then
do you have scars?
Not anymore. Probably cancer.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You don't tan anymore, do you?
No.
Just makeup. Somebody put a video on the subreddit. It was you jumping off our Barstool Outdoors video, but then it cut to a guy jumping out of the two towers and then me killing John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. It was something.
That was something. I wish I could share it.
Just can't.
It's not something you can share.
I mean, go look at it.
Go check that out.
Don't get banned, boys. Don't like ban the subreddit.
Will that do it?
I don't know.
No, there's way worse things on Reddit.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Or get banned.
Yeah.
Concert. Our live show sold out. So that's pretty cool. It's a good
feeling.
Very
exciting.
All of us will be there. Mook will be opening up with some pretty good set, I must say. I'm talking about your titties.
You're not wrong on both fronts.
So I'm really excited for that. Get your
Me
throwing
too,
arms
yeah.
ready. Get ready to pelt some dorks. Pat Bev, Tyler, who is our second camera over there. I guess first camera, I don't know. Do you take priority over the tripod?
The robots win, brother.
So your second camera, you're the producer of Roan's Pat Bev podcast. You put Pat Bev onto Anus. He liked the name.
Yeah. He's like, hey, so what else do you do like in Barstool? I'm like, oh, I work with like some comedians, do a lot of Roan stuff. I'm like doing a couple podcasts right now. I was like, oh yeah, what do you do? I'm like, Rome works with this guy like Sasquatch. He's like this 20-year-old. He's like, Sasquatch? Like, yeah, little Sasquatch. Like, not sure if I heard of him. And I'm like, oh, I also work for this show called Anus. He's like,
anus. What are we talking anus?
it startled him.
Yeah.
Scared
yeah.
him. One of the most unflappable men in the NBA.
He was anus, like a new untold story. And he like clapped his hands like, I like that.
yeah.
So, bro.
I mean, that's probably the peak of his enjoyment of the podcast.
That's
I'll
it.
Take it.
He'll never tap in, but he'll never hate the show.
No. Yeah. We got to get him on.
Oh, we can get him on. He's coming to New York eventually.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
Easy. The roast of Pat Bev.
Oh, my God. I'm a friend.
Actually, no, he would hate this.
But Pat roast. Bev is so awesome. What's an anti-roast?
Compliments?
Yeah, but what's the opposite of a roast?
I'm going to roast. I'm going to do
what's that?
It.
A eulogy?
The nicest.
Yeah, the nicest,
an,
yeah.
An obituary, but minus the dead.
I'm going to roast myself soon.
Yeah.
I just need to.
I'm going
to
roast myself, too, because I know myself best.
No, but yeah, me too.
Yeah, newest listener and coworker, close personal friend.
God damn, you're right.
Pretty cool.
It like, probably helps nice. That you're tall,
dude. I got asked a million times, like, are you past teammate? This one girl,
shut up.
She thought you were a Laker.
Swear to God, bro.
No,
swear to God. It was
what
like
are you,
girlfriend,
6'7"?
5". But it was like
you're 6'5". Okay, you look like someone in the basketball community.
But like it was his girlfriend and husband. And she's like, "Are you Pat's teammate?" I'm like, nah. And then the guy started being like, "Yeah, it's because you're so skinny." I'm like, "Dude, your girlfriend asked me if I'm on the Lakers, bro. Like, get yours."
Yeah,
amazing. Shit, you didn't say that.
She said that because you're skinny, not because you're tall.
No, I swear to God. So Pat eventually like dragged me one by one and like introduced me to like all his people. So like I'm in.
That'd be cool though.
Yeah, good, all right, good weekend.
Owen, flip it to Owen Cam real quick. Sign us out. Sick. Thanks.